Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Women to Watch is an intimate look into the lives of prominent and influential women leaders from around the world and the challenges they faced on their journey. It's the real story behind her title. Join us every week to hear more stories about women from around the world and in your own communities at womentowatch.net.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another week of Women to Watch. I'm Sue Rocco. Thanks so much for being with me. Joining me in just a moment will be Brooke Dukes. And Brooke is a best-selling author, and she's also the founder of BMD Consultancy. And in this interview, Brooke is very candid with me about having a very tough beginning. And she's going to share how she has found success in spite of that. As always, be sure to stay with us during the breaks, where you'll hear from our watch team of corporate partners. And please be sure to follow us on our YouTube channel at W2W Media. So now I'm very honored and excited to welcome to the show Brooke Dukes. So Brooke, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So talk to me a little bit about Waterford, Michigan, where you grew up. Tell me a little bit about that community or neighborhood.
Well, it was a small community. It was very diverse. It's interesting because it's a lake community. You can't drive in any direction a quarter of a mile without hitting a lake, a small inland lake. And so what happened was, is you had people that had quite a bit of wealth. They were on the water, and you had people that were poverty level. So it made for a very interesting interesting upbringing, I guess you would say.
Yeah. Can you tell me which side of the lake you were?
We were not lake, no. I would say growing up, I was definitely poverty up until probably about the age of 12. In fact, I moved 13 times until before I got into first grade. And so then we landed in Waterford, Michigan, and we're very poor. Once that my parents got a divorce, it was around 7 or 8. My mother then met my now stepfather, and then things got better for us from there. Wonderful man, and really helped to turn our family around, honestly.
Yeah. Tell me about, my goodness, 13 moves.
Yes.
at that young age. How did that, what was that experience like for you?
Well, it was tough because I was an only child as well. So I didn't have anyone to really share the experience with. And my biological father was abusive to my mother and I, emotionally and physically. So it was a lonely life a bit. I was a child and still am an adult that likes to be alone. Now, whether that's because I was a lot or it's in my design, I'm not sure what that is. But so I played Barbies a lot. I read a lot. I really found ways to keep my imagination engaged because I didn't love what my current environment was. So I lived a lot in my imagination.
Mm. Would you say you lived a lot in fear? Were you?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And did your mom talk to you about the situation, or was she just trying to kind of keep things?
Yeah, she was trying to survive. She did the best she could. And we are very close now. And, you know, it was for those people in your audience, I'm sure would agree with me. Typically, when you are abused, one of the first things you learn is everything looks perfect on the outside, no matter how much it's falling apart on the inside. So no one really knew what my family was going through. They knew we were poor. We moved a lot, but they had no idea of what else was going on. So I think for her to just keep it together, quite honestly, we didn't talk about it because it made it harder to talk about, especially at that point, because she didn't see a way out of it. She was really in this marriage because she didn't see a financial way to be able to support me on her own.
Tell me, Brooke, what was your kind of coping mechanism for those tough times?
I spent a lot of time with my German Shepherd. As I said, reading, I read a lot. I played a lot of bar. I just created this internal world that was so very different than my external world. Mm. And now I know, being in, you know, with the career that I have now, is that everyone needs to do that. Whether you're in an abusive life or not, our mind doesn't know the difference between what we vividly imagine and what's real. So wow. It really kind of set me up for a future to be able to manifest what I want in my life by focusing on exactly what that looks like.
Yeah. I would also imagine that your desire to help, and particularly help women, stems from that. There has to be a part of that that's still with you, even though your life got better.
Exactly. And that was one of the reasons why I've been thinking about writing a book for 20 years. And it just, and like everyone who hasn't written one but wants to, just never got around to it. It's never the right time. All the excuses.
It's hard.
It is hard. And I had a great team, but yes, it was hard. And I knew that I had to tell my story because so many women share my story and have gone through some of the exact same things. And so, yes, I really wanted to be authentically me and be real. And yeah, I've gone through a lot, not everything's been perfect, right? I have gone through ups and downs and failures and successes and all the things. And it's okay, right? I choose to look at all of those challenges as opportunities to be able to learn and grow and get better. So I wouldn't change one second of my life because I love where I am.
You also shared another impactful experience, and this one is, I guess it's comical now, but it wasn't when it happened. Going into labor while you were on a corporate trip, almost on the plane.
Yeah, well, actually, it was, I can look back at it now and be very grateful for the experience. At the time, it was really a significant emotional event for me. So I was working for a Fortune 500 company. And I was at director level. I was 34 years old, pregnant with my second child. I had a team of 25 that was working with me. We were working for a I was doing IT outsourcing, and it was a $500 million deal. We'd been working on it for a year and a half. And the president of the company that we were working to outsource for asked that the team go and show where we were going to site the technology. And so I prepped my right-hand person to go in my place, which I thought was a fabulous idea. I was 8 months pregnant, supposedly on bed rest, which was not happening.
Because it was a reasonable thing to do, I would say.
I would think, yes. And so when I told my boss, he said, that's great if you want to give her your bonus. And it was a six-figure bonus. And so he said, we've got the private jet for you. Everything will be fine. Go and meet with the client. And I did. And on the way home from Nova Scotia, I went into preterm labor. And my daughter's fine. They stopped it. And it really was, it was life-changing for me. I left corporate America and I never went back. And
wow.
Since I started.
What year was that?
Gosh, well, I'm 50. I'm really bad with numbers. I'm 56. Okay. And I'm 34.
Okay. So, in your 30s, yeah. But that was a wake up call.
21. So it was 21 years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's incredible, and it's actually fairly common. I would say we talk about this a lot on the show, where something happens to a woman in a corporate professional situation where she just says, "What am I doing?"
I know. Yeah. Well, anyone that looked at me would have thought that I only prioritized my career and success. And that couldn't have been further from the truth, but that's how I was living. My values were completely out of alignment. And I really had to take a step back and, you know, I risked my child's life for money. I mean, that's a hard thing for a mother to look at herself.
Yeah.
And I had no one else to blame but me. I chose to walk in that corporate jet. And so I really had to look at why did I do that and what changes did I need to make to ensure that my values, I was living my values, right? And being the best role model I could for my children.
Can you connect the reason, and I ask this question often, what is behind your drive? So yeah. What would you say was behind when you were doing that? What were you trying to prove to yourself, to someone else?
Well, it's a few things. I would say one of the main things is I watched my mother stay in an abusive marriage because she wasn't financially secure. So for me, that was something that I never, being beholden to someone, right? Because I couldn't take care of myself. So that was a lot of drive. I also, because I was an abused child, I had worthiness issues, right? I didn't value myself. So I was constantly proving myself, always. And so I would say that those are the two driving factors.
Can I ask you, so you were an only child and you were going through that. Was there someone that believed in you that you could go to?
I will say my mother is one. I mean, she, even though we were in this situation together, she has always backed me. We may not have always agreed on things. And then now my stepfather, who is my father, I mean, he really showed me what a man should be like. Mm-hmm. And just someone who's so supportive and loving and unconditional. And they really were both that way. I have done some very unconventional things in my life, you know, leaving corporate America, joining a network marketing company, then starting own. But, you know, I've done a lot of risky things and a lot of things that were outside of the box. And my parents always, they backed me. Anything that I wanted to do, they said, you got this. Even when I didn't believe in myself, well, there was a lot of times through all of those things, I didn't believe in myself. But they always believed in me.
Yeah. Would you say you've healed from your past?
Yeah, it's interesting. I just had an experience that really showed me a little bit that I still have a little bit of work to do there. But I think we're always a work in progress. The day that I say, I'm cooked, I'm done. Well, that's never going to happen. I'm always going to want to become more and give more and add more value. And that's always going to take stepping out of your comfort zone and growing.
Yeah, right. If we're not learning and exploring always, then what's the point?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to go into our first break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the book and I want to talk about your business and a little bit more about, you know, what it is that you're specifically hoping for the women and clients that you work with.
Perfect. Thank you.
Stay with us as we go into our break, where you'll hear from Christy McCaffrey for our Good News series. We'll be right back with Brooke Dukes.
Hi, my name is Christy McCaffrey, and I'm the founder and owner of Be The Good Media, and I'm here to share some good news. I wanted to share with you about a recent guest I had on my podcast named Maria Piconi. After her daughter was born with a rare genetic disorder called Prader-Willi syndrome, Maria and her husband committed themselves to finding solutions for rare diseases. Together, they created a company called Trend Community. And what Trend Community does is it collects conversations from rare, chronic, and emerging disease communities and turns their conversations into actionable insights. They're doing incredible work to help move the needle forward for rare disease communities. To hear more of our conversation, visit BeTheGoodMedia.com. And there you'll learn more about how Be The Good Media is working to amplify impact-driven missions and causes. I'm Christy McCaffrey. Listen here for more good news on Women to Watch.
We are CHOP. And we can't wait to show you around. We're the nation's first children's hospital. Now, a care network with more than 50 locations that continues to expand. Three state-of-the-art research buildings with 1.5 million square feet of space. We have grown from 12 beds 165 years ago to nearly 600 beds and one of the best children's hospitals in the world. We have a level one trauma center, 11 floors of patient units, more than 20 operating rooms, first-of-its-kind delivery unit for babies with birth defects, a separate cardiac operative and catheterization suite, and places to learn, like our internationally recognized simulation center. We have trained generations of leaders in the field of pediatrics. We are world leaders in medicine, surgery, and science. One of the top recipients in NIH funding for pediatric research. In this building, pioneers in CAR T therapy, mitochondrial disease, brain tumors, hyperinsulinism, and other rare diseases. Here, groundbreaking work in fetal surgery, genetics and genomics, and neurology. In our newest building, leaders in social determinants of health, clinical informatics and epidemiology, autism, trauma and injury prevention. Our patients come from every state and 115 countries. Meeting these challenges requires the best and the brightest. We are passionate about pediatrics. We are motivated to make a difference in the world and in our community. We are a team. We are CHOP.
Welcome back to the show. I'm joined this week by Brooke Dukes. And Brooke is a best-selling author, and she's also the founder of BMD Consultancy, based in Austin, Texas. And I didn't have an opportunity in the first segment to talk to you a little bit about your education. You went to Michigan State University, and I wondered if you can, first of all, was that a good fit for you, and what were your aspirations at that time?
Well, it was. I really never thought about where I was. I just always knew I was going to go to school. I mean, that was something that was an expectation that was put on me by my parents. And so I feel like it was a good fit. I didn't love college. I didn't love school, quite honestly. What I have found since then is I love learning. I am a continuous student. I have learned, or I've read hundreds of books. But I like learning about things that interest me. I don't like learning things that they don't interest me, or I don't see how I would use them, or they'd be relevant to me in the future. So it was a little difficult. I studied business administration, which is good. I, you know, started four companies, so something from that helped me. But I would definitely not say it was the best time of my life, which a lot of people can say about their college years.
Well, you know, I think I hear that often from entrepreneurs. Okay. Right. You don't want to those electives, you know, why do we have those electives where you're studying something you have no interest in?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. What was your very first job out of college?
Oh, well, I was a waitress for a year. I came out in the 90s when the job market was horrible. And then after that, I sold copiers. I worked for a company called AB Dick selling Konica copiers. This is going to completely date me, but I've already said earlier how old I was, so it's fine. But I had to make 200 cold calls per day out of the Yellow Pages.
Oh my God.
It was grueling.
Right. And probably not effective.
You know, it wasn't. I was top in the company, which was wonderful because I was then recruited by another company that took me out of there. But yeah, I would say it was probably like having a doctorate in sales. They did have wonderful Xerox training and all the things. And it built my confidence because I was never afraid to then pick up the phone. I was never afraid to have a conversation. So right. At the time, I absolutely hated it. And I can look back and be very grateful for it.
Right. You picked up some skills.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So tell me, I'm going to jump forward a little bit. When did you discover your interest in psychology and human design, which is a part of, you know, what you do or how you work with clients?
Well, I first started, so right when I left corporate America, I had a friend of mine, I talk about this in the book, that kept trying to tell me, you know, here I was on maternity leave, you know, I had my two kids and, you know, my husband was working at the time at corporate America and my friend had joined a network marketing company. And I was like, that is completely beneath me. I will never do that. And lo and behold, one of the things that I recognized was one of the things that was going to hold me back is I didn't necessarily really admire or respect women the way that I knew that I should, because I wasn't respecting myself, because I looked at us as a victim, because my mother and I had been victims. And so as she was telling me about this, this was a female-owned network marketing company, I thought, you know what? This may not be my be-all, end-all, but it may be exactly what I need to really connect with other women and to see their genius and in turn see my own. Wow. And so that was
revelation. Yes. It's right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And as I was learning, because that's one of the main things in network marketing, as you're constantly growing and learning, and you have all of these different experts. And so that's what started getting me into that. And I rose through the ranks, mostly because I was helped by other women, right? And really to connect and understand. And I was there for about 4 years before I worked with a consulting firm. And that my background then, when I started learning about psychology, behavioral science, neuro-linguistic programming, I heard rumblings about human design at that point. That was probably about 18 years ago. But at that point, I thought, you know what? It's really complicated. Do I really have time for that? And I couldn't figure out how to integrate it. Right? How are we going to integrate this in with our clients? How is it going to make their life better? And I wasn't
not only that with companies like that you've worked with, IBM, United Airlines, Lear. Yes, mm-hmm. I was wondering how they would accept that.
Exactly. So fast forward, I started a few different businesses, sold one. And then about two and a half years ago, human design was brought to my attention again. And again, I thought, okay, a little more interesting.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Intriguing. And I started looking into it, and then I got hooked. And I found an amazing mentor named Emma Dunwoody, who's fabulous. She's an Australia woman that has my background. In fact, the reason I got involved in it again, or, you know, really interested in it again, was I listened to a podcast she was on. And she said exactly what I thought about human design. It's too complicated. How do you integrate? And she said, I make it simple. And I use psychology, behavioral science, and neuro-linguistic programming to integrate it with my clients. I'm like, oh, hello. That's exactly what I need. And so wow. I dove in and just, you know, studied. And I love it. It's a beautiful, what it does for me, there were a lot of unanswered questions, right, in psychology. And it connects the dots for me. It really helps as I'm working with clients, as I'm working with companies, to help them in awareness, to see themselves as they were meant to be, not maybe how they are right now when they're burned out, overwhelmed, frustrated, and can't figure out what they want to do with their life. It helps to really have them look at, okay, what is my true genius? What is the value that I was meant to give to the world? And what are some of the challenges that I'm going to start going through or I've already gone through? And I know for me, especially having the background that I have and with my childhood, it helped me to look at those challenges even more so with gratitude, because you have to go through the challenges and learn the life's lessons to get to the gift, to get to the good stuff. Yes. And so I've seen that happen over and over with my clients as well.
You know, it's interesting. I'm fascinated with all of what you're talking about. And I think when we were kids, people would make fun of the fact that someone said, I'm going off to find myself, right? The generation before us, I would say, had no time or patience for that. But truly, self-awareness is everything, right? Because when you know yourself, why you make decisions, what triggers there are, what are you afraid of, then you make such better decisions and you enjoy life, right?
Well, awareness is 70% of the battle, because you can't change anything you're not aware of. So if that's all it does for you, you're 70% better off than you were before, and you didn't do anything except recognize some patterns that you may have that are holding you back and some genius that you maybe have untapped.
Yeah. For the listeners or viewers that are not familiar with the term human design, can you describe that for them?
What it does is it brings together astrology, I Ching, Enneagram, even quantum physics. And it brings that together in a way so that using your birth date, your time of birth, and your place of birth, it can show you what's called a body chart, right? And what that gives you is, on the day of your birth, here's how you were designed. Here are the life lessons that you need to learn. So those things that, if something keeps a challenge, keeps coming up to you, right? If it happens one time, okay, twice, maybe a coincidence, three times, it's you. You need to look at it. That is something that, you know, your higher power, God, universe, whatever that is for you, is telling you, learn this in order to move forward, or we're just going to keep bringing it back to you. And so it really helps people to see how they were designed to live in this world and be fulfilled. And that is one of the main things that I teach, either whether it's a leader in a business or a business owner, entrepreneur, or an individual, how you can be successful and fulfilled at the same time. It can happen.
Do you work solely with women or your clients men?
Men and women, right. Our target, our sweet spot is women. And we always have men in the mix, just really evolved, amazing men that want to learn about themselves.
Right. I want to make sure we talk about the book because it's newly released. It was just released in April. First of all, why did you decide to write the book? What was the catalyst for this? Is the time is now.
Well,
and then tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. In 2022, I decided that I was going to leave the consulting firm that I was at. We were working with very large companies, and I really wanted to focus more in on small, mid-sized businesses, primarily women. And so when I did that, I looked at, okay, what is it? How can I help the most amount of people possible? And one of those ways I decided was a book. And so I wrote the book. It's an easy read. It is my story. It's my challenges, how I overcame them, some things, you know, it gives little tidbits on things that people can do if they're experiencing the same thing. Like me, waking up and recognizing that, yeah, I don't feel the way I thought I was going to feel at this age of my life with this level of success, right? I had bought into, if you work hard and grind it out, then you'll be able to relax later. You'll be able to enjoy life later. Well, that doesn't happen. The way you start a business is the way you end a business, right? So you have to start a business with your lifestyle, ideal lifestyle in mind. So that's why I decided to write the book. We made it so that it's a short book. And then what we did is we created a program to follow it up for those people that really want to dive deeper. And that incorporates psychology, behavioral science, NLP, and human design in really helping people to understand what is it that's going to give me fulfillment in my personal and my professional life.
Burn on, not out. How did you come up with that title?
You know, I had a wonderful woman that I worked with, and I wrote everything, she edited it and made it beautiful. And I was actually thinking of naming it, Is This All There Is? Because that's how what I woke up one morning thinking, oh, is that, and she's like, you wanted a little more positive spin on it. And she came up with it. And I honestly, it's fabulous.
Yeah. You're a mom. So tell me a little bit about your kids and, you know, when you're having conversations with them about their own purpose in life, you know, what kinds of things do you say to them?
Well, I have two children that are amazing in their own right. My son is a pilot. He is actually just finishing pilot school. So he is just loving his life and can't wait to get started. My daughter just graduated from St. Edward's University here in Austin. She's a soccer player. And so now she's moving on and she wants to be a pro soccer player. So she's going to go to Europe.
Yeah, that's impressive.
It is. And they're just both fearless. They really go after what they want. And they're very aware of slowing down, listening to their body, listening to their intuition, right? They're not taking action so that they can not feel an emotion, which is what a lot of us do. It's what I did for years. That's part of why I was so driven. It was so much easier just to drive, 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 go, 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 than it was to slow down and really think about my life. Maybe some things I didn't like about my life or some pain or some trauma I hadn't addressed, all of that. They don't have that. And it's wonderful.
Yeah. And they're watching you and your success. Although, you know, it's different for our kids. Your job and much of what you do is to offer advice and give help to others. When you try to give that same advice to them,
sometimes it works out. So what I have found is I just don't offer anything up. If they come to me and ask me, then I'm giving it all. But other than that, I really try, because I've done it too many times where I've given my advice unsolicited and it just fell on deaf ears. So I, like every parent out there, I'm no different. They typically don't want to hear it from me. And when they do, then I'm absolutely here. And it's getting better as they get older. But
yeah. Meanwhile, we know from this conversation that the best way to learn is from our from our mistakes, the failures, the challenges, all of the stuff we go through points us closer to where we're meant to be.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Tell me what your mantra is, Brooke, for those moments where things are tense, challenging, stressful. Is there, do you have a go-to mantra that you lean on to help you?
Well, I actually have what I do three things when things get tough for me. One is I have what's called a power move. And if you've ever seen any athlete on the, you know, whether it's on the court or on the, I know Tiger Woods was like, yes, right? Well, what they're doing is they're getting out of their head and back into their body. They're that physicality so that they can get themselves back in state, right? And then I will, okay, say I'm in a meeting and I'll focus on, okay, what was my outcome for this? What value did I want to focus? Because typically when I'm in a stress state or when anyone's in a stress state, all of that negative self-talk starts coming in. So you want to get your focus back on, okay, what's the outcome? And then my mantra is, I got this. And so if it's like my power move is this, obviously not when I'm in a meeting in front of someone because they'll think I'm a wacko, but if I have one, I'll just squeeze my hands together very tight, whether it be under a desk, behind my back, to again, give that right in back into my body so that I can calm my nervous system, think clearly, you know, level out my emotions and be able to move forward.
Do you know Amy Cuddy?
I have heard that. Someone just told me about her. I have to look it up though.
She's pretty amazing. She was a former guest on the show and she has one of the most widely viewed TED Talks that's ever been. And one, you'll love this because she talks about the power. I don't know if it's a power move or a power stance. And basically she's saying she puts her hands on her hips and she says, stand stern and strong. And it can do amazing things for your psyche. Just to put yourself in that physical place.
Well, because think about it. It's virtually impossible to be depressed when you're like smiling. And that's what I always say for salespeople, smile when you're on the phone. You're like, that's so dumb. No, it's true. Like your body language is everything. It's everything to your mind. It's everything to your psyche on how you're going to approach that particular situation. So I absolutely agree with her.
Yeah, it's interesting. Here's a question for you, probably close to the end, but for the people that were not meant to be in a C-suite or an entrepreneur, I think sometimes with our ability to see what women are doing globally on the big stages, sometimes for women who that's not their their aspiration, they feel less than. Mm-hmm. So what would you say to a woman who's trying to figure out her place in life, but she is not meant for that corporate setting or even starting her own business?
Well, I feel like that's part of the reason why I wanted to do this work is helping women to just accept each other, to mentor each other, to push each other up, right? To value ourselves because there's so many different ways to do things. I mean, to me, being a stay-at-home mom is the most valuable thing that a female can do. I couldn't do it. I was awful at it. My children would be a mess if I would have done that. So I have such respect for women that can do that. To me, that's the hardest job on the planet and the most important job. But we don't typically say that. We don't. If you're, you know, a driven professional women, you look down on the stay-at-home moms. If you're a stay-at-home mom, you look down on the women that are working too hard because they're not paying enough attention to their kids. Like just recognizing that it takes all of us to make
I think that's happening a lot less today because we've been talking about that for years. There should never be the judgment.
Yeah.
Right?
I think we talk about it and it still has a long way to go as far as doing it. Right. And being that and really supporting. And you're absolutely right, though. It is much better than it was before, especially when we were younger.
Yes. I'm curious what questions you ask when you're with a client to help you get to the heart of who someone is.
Well, first, I will have them do their human design chart because that is a massive cheat for me. And then we will talk about, but really what I'm asking anyone, whether it's an individual or, you know, in a corporation or a business, is just looking at their values, their beliefs, right? Trying to get to what lights them up, what makes them happy on a personal level. What, because those are the things we think that, you know, what are some of their natural gifts? That's another part. I feel like in America, so many times we downplay our natural gifts because they come easy to us. And we don't really give them the value that they need or the gratitude that they should have, and really having people focus on that a bit more and really helping them to see those natural gifts that are there so that they can move forward, really helping them look at, especially if it's a person that has had a lot of experience, and what have you done? What are the things that you loved doing? What are the things that you didn't love doing? And really just getting to the heart of it, that maybe some of the things they haven't thought about. Because a lot of times when I'll talk to people, they don't even know what they want anymore. They have numbed themselves so much for so many years that it's a long conversation just trying to figure out what is it that you want? What is it that you enjoy? All of those.
Yeah. And also I would say understanding that it's all life, whether you're in the office working or you're at home with your children, absolutely, it's all integrated. It's just life. And sometimes we're working and sometimes we're playing. And, you know, I think that recognition is helpful in helping people just decide if they are where they are meant to be.
Well, and I love that you brought that up, because most of the time I'm telling people play more, right? They're not playing enough. They're not enjoying themselves and taking care of themselves. And really, when we can, my goal is to help people do less and receive more. Because when you are taking care of yourself, when you're eating right, when you're exercising, when you're having fun with your children, when you're having fun with your friends and your partner and your spouse and all of that, you show up in a better state. So you get more done in less time. You're more creative, but it's just that switch in mindset, right? It's that switch out of, especially for women, so many times we think, I'm just going to outwork them and then I'll get the recognition that I deserve.
Yes. Yes.
And it doesn't really happen that way.
No, it doesn't. Well, listen, Brooke, I think, you know, you're so inspirational. And I appreciate, again, you sharing openly with me and all of the people that you do about kind of a tough beginning that you came from. But there is always opportunities for continued growth and to be successful and happy in life, despite those types of starts.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. We're going to go into our last break. You'll hear from AJ for Her Wealth. I'll be back to close out the show.
Hey, I'm AJ Bishop Andrews, and I'm thrilled to be joining you as a new contributor to this incredible podcast. As the CEO and founder of The 9 to Thrive, I'm passionate about helping women achieve financial security and empowerment, especially when it comes to making bold career moves. I've met so many talented women who dream of leaving their corporate jobs to pursue their calling, but they're held back by the fear of losing their financial stability. I get it, because I've been there. I know how it feels to be stuck in a career that no longer aligns with your values, but to worry about how you'll pay the bills if you make a change. But here's what I've discovered. When you have a solid financial plan in place, when you know exactly where your income is coming from and how you'll cover your expenses, the fear starts to lose its power. And that's what we do at The 9 to Thrive. We give women the tools and strategies they need to create a financial roadmap and exit strategy that supports their dreams. When you have that kind of financial clarity and confidence, you're free to make choices that truly light you up inside. I believe women are meant for bigger things and want a life that aligns with their deepest values and aspirations. Because ultimately, this journey is about so much more than money. It's about claiming your power, your purpose, and your potential. It's about creating a life that's truly worth living. To learn more about the 9 to Thrive pathway and our growing community, you can find us on LinkedIn or visit my website at ajbishop.co. Here's to your financial freedom and living a life that truly sets your soul on fire.
We are CHOP. and we can't wait to show you around. We're the nation's first children's hospital. Now, a care network with more than 50 locations that continues to expand. 3 state-of-the-art research buildings with 1.5 million square feet of space. We have grown from 12 beds 165 years ago to nearly 600 beds and one of the best children's hospitals in the world. We have a level 1 trauma center, 11 floors of patient units, more than 20 operating rooms, first of its kind delivery unit for babies with birth defects, a separate cardiac operative and catheterization suite, and places to learn, like our internationally recognized simulation center. We have trained generations of leaders in the field of pediatrics. We are world leaders in medicine, surgery, and science. One of the top recipients in NIH funding for pediatric research. In this building, pioneers in CAR T therapy, mitochondrial disease, brain tumors, hyperinsulinism, and other rare diseases. Here, groundbreaking work in fetal surgery, genetics and genomics, and neurology. In our newest building, leaders in social determinants of health, clinical informatics and epidemiology, autism, trauma and injury prevention. Our patients come from every state and 115 countries. Meeting these challenges requires the best and the brightest. We are passionate about pediatrics. We are motivated to make a difference in the world and in our community. We are a team. We are CHOP.
That's it, everyone, for another week of Women to Watch. Thanks so much for tuning in. Next week, I'm actually going to London on vacation with my family, and we'll be back in the studio the week of June the 10th. Quick reminder, we'd love for you to visit womentowatch.net, and if you're a fan of the show, check out how you can become a part of our watch team and support our content. Have a great week, everyone.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.